KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a cloudy sky, 68 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high of 78. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. Topping Southwest Iowa News, the Creston Police Department is asking for your help in locating a missing juvenile. Authorities are trying to locate 10-year-old Phoenix White, a white male about 5 feet 2 inches tall, weighs 110 pounds. Has blue eyes and sandy blonde hair. He was last seen wearing a black Creston Panthers t-shirt and denim shorts. Phoenix has two bald spots on the left side of his head. You can see a picture of him on the news page at KJAN.com. If you have any information about the location of Phoenix White, contact the Creston Police Department at 641-782-8402 or call 911. The Cass County Board of Supervisors held a very short meeting Wednesday morning here in Atlantic. Officials heard from Snyder & Associates engineer Dave Sturm with regard to the Elite Octane LLC Graywater Transmission Project. And Sturm provided the board with a resolution authorizing the county to request bids for the installation of the pipes and related components needed for the graywater line from the Atlantic Wastewater Treatment Plant to the ethanol plant.
We have plans and specs pretty much complete. We're just waiting on our electrical sub to give us their drawing. So we are ready to send everything out, and we have been assured that we will have that on Friday. So we're planning on going to bids and taking bids in about 3 weeks. I think it was the 22nd. Is when we had on that resolution to take bids.
Right.
And then we will be able to consider it on the 23rd at your meeting.
A public hearing will be held on the proposed project plans, specifications, and form of contract August 23rd as well. Sturm was asked about the engineering costs of the Graywater project.
Most recent estimate was $700,000. But we put a plug number in for electrical, because we don't have their stuff yet, so that'll change slightly, and we'll have a better estimate for you prior to taking bids.
Elsewhere in the news, police in Council Bluffs say four adults were hospitalized Tuesday night after they apparently overdosed on fentanyl, a synthetic opioid. Council Bluffs police and EMS found three of the subjects, two men and one woman, unconscious in or around a car parked in the DNS Express gas station parking lot at 1220 North 25th Street in Council Bluffs. Those persons were discovered just before 10 p.m. 30 minutes later, police and fire rescue personnel were dispatched to a house a few blocks away for an unresponsive adult male. All four people were transported to local hospitals and treated for suspected overdoses of fentanyl. Three of the four subjects remained hospitalized as of last report, but were expected to recover. Police were still trying to verify whether the two incidents are related. The incidents are currently being investigated by the Council Bluffs Police Department's Vice and Narcotics Unit. Authorities say it's important for citizens, in addition to police and fire rescue responders, to be aware of the extreme dangers of fentanyl use and the potential for accidental exposure. The following link provided by the Drug Enforcement Agency gives detailed information about that. You can find that link on our same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Police in Clarinda have arrested a man on drug charges. 57-year-old Larry Michael Smith of Clarinda was arrested at around 12 a.m. today for delivery of a controlled substance believed to be methamphetamine and for possession of drugs believed to be methamphetamine and marijuana. Smith was being held in the Page County Jail in lieu of $50,000 bail. Investigative reports have been forwarded to the Page County Attorney's Office for review and consideration of the filing of formal charges against Smith. The Clarinda Police Department was assisted in their investigation and in conducting the arrest by the Page County Sheriff's Department and Page County Canine Lucas. The Iowa Court of Appeals has reversed the deferred judgment opinion of a Pottawatomie County District Court in the case of a woman who was convicted on drug and child endangerment charges following a traffic stop on Interstate 80. The traffic stop took over an hour. Erica Lopez Cardenas had appealed her case based on the length of time an Iowa State Patrol trooper took to question her and the driver of the vehicle. The trooper pulled the vehicle with California license plates over for having dark tinted windows and because it appeared to be weighed heavily down in the rear. The driver of the van and Lopez Cardenas were questioned at length about where they were going, why they had stopped, and what the relationship was between the two adults and child in the vehicle. The child turned out to be Lopez Cardenas' niece, and they were returning from vacation so the girl could begin school. A canine request by the trooper arrived 49 minutes after the traffic stop. The dog alerted on the van, but no narcotics were found at the time. The vehicle was weighed down by several containers of fertilizer, though, on the occupant's personal property. No drugs were initially found, but the later search located three socks containing some marijuana seeds. Lopez Cardenas contends the district court should have suppressed the marijuana evidence on the ground the trooper unduly prolonged the stop, absent reasonable suspicion, and her trial attorney was ineffective in two respects relating to the child endangerment charges. The appeals court concluded that the trooper did unconstitutionally prolong the stop of the vehicle, absent reasonable suspicion, and the evidence gained as a result of the unconstitutional detention should have been suppressed. Because suppression of the evidence affects the findings of guilt on both charges, the court reversed the findings of guilt on both charges and remanded the case for a new trial. The judges said in light of remand for the new trial, they didn't need to address the remaining issues that Lopez Cardenas had brought up. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said two people were arrested around 2 a.m. Wednesday for violation of a no-contact order. 29-year-old Jared Lee Pomeranke and 32-year-old Robin Lee Sammons, both of Glenwood, were taken into custody near the intersection of Levi Road and Highway 34. The pair were being held in the Mills County Jail without bond. Local farmer-owned cooperative officials on Wednesday announced a purchase agreement had been signed for the sale of the Oakland, Iowa Landis Cooperative Agronomy Plant to be sold to Farm Service Cooperative, or FSC. The purchase between the Ames, Iowa-based Landis Cooperative and Harlan, Iowa-based FSC is slated to close August 31st. And as a result, all physical assets and property at 41938 Industrial Drive, just north of Oakland, will join FSC's local operations. Gary John, vice president of FSC, says that FSC is excited to add this state-of-the-art agronomy site to better serve our members and customers in Pottawatomie County. He said the soon-to-be-acquired site includes an automated dry fertilizer blending system, automated seed system, 42,000 gallons of NH3 storage, a variety of bulk agronomy storage, and the office. Current inventory, application machines, tender trucks, and NH3 rolling stock are not part of the purchase agreement, though. Mylon Kusrick, the CEO of Landis Cooperative, said the sale is a good move for both cooperatives. He said the acquisition of our Oakland site aligns well with FSC's current customer base while allowing Landis to focus on their capital in core geographics of our business. FSC's focus will remain the farm supply business, maintaining 8 agronomy locations, an energy division, a feed division, and a retail computer store. Landis Cooperative has 3 full-time and part-time, 4 part-time employees who will end their employment on August 31st. They have been offered an opportunity to apply for employment with FSC. Growers who are a member of either cooperative will not see a change in their membership status as a result of the change. Landis Cooperative will work with its Oakland area customers to finalize work and invoicing on or before August 31st, at which point those customers may choose to do business with FSC at the same location. Landis Cooperative and FSC have a multi-year grain marketing agreement for FSC locations in Harlan and Denison, which is unchanged by the Oakland sale. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a Northwest Iowa tax preparer indicted on a fraud case has been ordered to pay more than $61,000 in restitution to the IRS. Federal prosecutors say 56-year-old Twy Lowe of Storm Lake was sentenced Tuesday in Sioux City. She was given 4 years probation and fined $3,000 in addition to the restitution. Lowe has pleaded guilty to one count of aiding and assisting the preparation and filing of a false and fraudulent tax return. She said in her plea agreement that she prepared and filed a false tax return on behalf of a client, fraudulently increasing the amount of the client's refund by falsely claiming business expenses and other various itemized deductions. Lowe also admitted to filing several other false returns between 2009 and 2013. And regulators are seeking tough penalties against a former Sioux City councilman and his electronics recycling company, accusing them of repeatedly violating environmental law. Iowa Natural Resources Department documents say Recycletronics owner Aaron Rochester has wrongfully stored lead-containing glass cathode ray tubes at a Sioux City facility and illegally stored or disposed of the material at 5 more locations. The department says Rochester hasn't paid more than $75,000 he owed on a state loan to buy used equipment. The department is asking permission from the State Environmental Protection Commission to turn the case over to the state's Attorney General's office, which can seek higher penalties than the department. Rochester says he's been working with the department to close Recycletronics. The department also says federal regulators have inspected Recycletronics sites in Nebraska. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.